Have literally everyone on at the same time from EXO, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
I'm Square, I'm part of EXO, and I rap and I produce them. And that's all that I do, ever.
Great.
Sounds like a pretty satisfying life.
Nice and quick little episode there. I think that's good.
It's also a lie. And specifically, I don't do podcasts, so that's the end.
So in other words, we have snagged you for the podcast appearance of a lifetime.
Yep.
Because it sounds like there won't be any more.
Can we introduce the show though, Joe?
I thought we did.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I thought we were, this is like post-show.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll meet you guys in voice chat in a second. Thanks for listening to another exciting episode of the first. We do this joke every time, Joe. We should just like, yeah, let's actually do the show.
Well, I've heard it on every episode that I've listened to.
Yeah.
How many episodes have you listened to?
Three.
Oh yeah, let's quiz you. Let's do this.
Which ones were, was it the kill?
What was your favorite?
Actually, it's literally all the EXO ones.
Oh, okay. Those are our favorite episodes, so that's.
You guys are very talented individuals, very charismatic.
Some more than others.
You want a lot.
No, just kidding.
Well, thanks.
You guys are all equally hunted.
Yeah, like how you don't tell your children which one you like the most.
Oh, for sure. I would, though.
We would never be like, we like Kill Bill, the most, or yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of which, by the way, okay, so let's say that, okay, so this is a two-part hypothetical question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that your actual real life sexual orientation does not factor in here.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose, number one of the EXO members to have a passionate affair with, and number two, who to settle down with ultimately, which one would you pick for each?
I'd probably settle down with Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill has a gentle soul.
He does.
I think that would work out. Passionate affair. You know, I would say Rav. Rav at this point, just because he's always, I feel like it would be fun, and then it just wouldn't be worth going much further than a passionate affair.
Shots fired.
Do you see it ending poorly?
Yeah, dude, I think it'd be like
in with a bang, out with a bang.
Like it would just be like highest highs, lowest lows. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it. Would it make a mm-hmm. difference if you yourself was included in the list?
Like,
would you have a passionate affair with yourself, or like
every day?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean,
all right.
I mean, is that masturbation at that point? Or?
But no. I mean, I don't think so.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Are we talking about a situation where I meet myself and don't know it's myself, or I know it's myself already?
Would it make a difference?
It would, I think.
Okay, let's say it's some mysterious figure who happens to turn out to be you in the final season of the anime.
I've often thought that I would not fuck with myself if I didn't know that it was me.
But if you did know it was you, then
you'd be like, well, what the hell? Might as well.
Yeah, I think if I knew it was me, I would. You know how you judge people? Like, people always talk about how we judge other people by their actions and ourselves by our motives or whatever.
Yes.
Like, I feel like if I met myself without knowing it was myself, I would judge myself way harsher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'd have a whole bunch of things. Because, for example, I'm not a very open person. And like whenever I interact with other people, it takes me a little while to like open up. And especially in like day-to-day IRL stuff. So I feel like if I met myself in real life, I would just be like cold to myself and be like, fuck that guy.
Like, that makes sense. I mean, to our friends and people that we know well, we kind of forgive things about them that we might not be as forgiving of a stranger, let alone if it's us.
Yeah.
I kind of have to agree with you there. Lars, what if it was directed at you? Would you, like, fuck with yourself?
Well, are you saying fuck or fuck with?
Would you have a passionate affair with Lars as Lars, or would you take a hard pass?
Probably hard pass. I mean, have you seen that guy?
But like a hard pass or like a hard pass?
What's the definition of hard?
Moving on.
Yo, what if you told yourself all your jokes? How would you feel?
Oh, Joe jokes back and forth?
You and other Joe.
I think that would spell the end of the universe.
What's the question?
How would you feel about yourself, your potential self?
Oh, I don't know.
If you had to listen to a Joe joke from the outside?
I might not be my friend. I don't know. It's hard to say. I've thought about it before, but I think that it would do well as a friendship because I kind of like people who I think of as similar to me. I'm like, hey, you're kind of like me.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be like, oh, that's the same type of humor.
But I don't think I would fuck myself. I'm not saying no.
If your sexual orientation, like if it was just you in the abstract in whatever gender you preferred.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like maybe I would.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of maybe, by the way, this is the first podcast. We didn't actually introduce the show at all. today we're joined with Square from EXO. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah. So I'm part of EXO. We started a little while back. I've just been rapping for a while. I would say I'm a producer, but I'm not really. I make beats. But
I say I'm a producer, but I'm not really.
But you know, like if you like draw, but you're not really,
you're not
somebody
a drawer.
That like, yeah, like I.
Exactly. You should escalate it. You should be like, I'd say I'm a CEO, but I'm not really. You can say it about anything, and it makes it sound like you're kind of that thing.
All right,
yo. So I rap over my own beats sometimes, but I'll never like the thing is like if you tell people you're a producer, they start asking you for beats.
Ooh.
And like that has never gone well for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I can't do that.
Okay. And just to give the listeners a recap, if they haven't listened to the other EXO episodes, which they really should, they're dirty dogs and they need to get on that right now. But how did you get hooked up with them in the first place?
Actually, I think I listened to the other episodes. I don't think they actually went into how I met them.
Very briefly, so, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were all on Newgrounds for a while.
No.
And I used to do some like rap shit on Reddit, actually, on like the making hip hop stuff back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this guy that was going around and he was like trying to get a rap battle. They were doing like this rap battle competition thing where like it was like recorded rap battles back and forth. And the winner won like a year of premium SoundCloud. And at the time I was broke and I was like, wow, that's a really good prize. So then I started doing that with them and I interacted with them in that competition. We started talking on Skype and then eventually, like Bill had said before, like Rav decided to start EXO and we all joined up and we'd been friends for a little while. And we started releasing music under EXO.
Was that back when he was Kill Bill on the beat or was he Kill Bill the rapper at that point?
So he was always both.
Oh.
Kill Bill on the beat, like there was a minute where he was like selling beats as Kill Bill on the beat.
Okay.
But he was always also Kill Bill the rapper.
Okay. Oh, so that was just his producer persona.
Maybe he was only Kill Bill on the beat for a little, like at some point before I knew him, but as far as I've known him since like 2011, he's always been both, at least. Yeah, he's always had that persona as Kill Bill on the beat.
Okay. Now, answering this as your life depended on it, but being as brief as humanly possible, how can you describe your kind of music that you're making?
That's
take your time.
Would you describe it as pop funk?
I wouldn't.
I mean, maybe. Yes, it's pop funk. I mean, it's just most of the time it's just stream of conscious like ideas that I have and thoughts that I'm having over beats.
I was listening to them today. And basically I was going through all your stuff and there was actually one that I really liked a lot called No Room in the Whip.
Oh, yeah.
Actually added it to my playlist.
Nice.
Thank you for making it.
What was that song about, Joe?
I just listened to it a couple times and said, wow, this song's great. You know, I was driving. I didn't listen to the lyrics.
Oh, so you would say, Square, that your music is driving music?
Sometimes. I think I would say that my music is not really that energetic most of the time, though. Mm-hmm. That song, I think, specifically is a little bit poppier.
There was that, you know, that's the one with the line about it being okay that other people don't like you because you don't like yourself?
Oh, you're talking about General Lee.
That was a different one. I like that one too.
Oh, you're fucking up already, Joe.
I'm not fucking up. I saved that one, and there was another one that's lyrics popped up. I didn't even say it was the same one.
Sorry. Yeah, no, you're good.
Thank you.
Everyone keeps gushing about General Lee, and for good reason. I think it's a fantastic one.
Thank you.
I remember the flow was really good on that one. I was impressed with that. I'm always impressed whenever a rapper can do like a really good flow on a track, you know, do a bus driver vibe to the track. So I don't really have a question attached to that. You can elaborate if you want, though.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying that I think for me, a lot of the time, I think a lot of rappers, especially like lyrical rappers, are like trying to like wow you by the things they say, but I don't feel like I have enough self-confidence to like stand on just my words.
Mm.
So I think I put a lot of effort into like making things sound cool and like melodic and rhyme well, and like, so I think that is important to me.
Oh, by the way,
do you think that, sorry, do you think you're ever going to put out an album with no beat?
Let me go. No, go ahead, Joe. It's fine.
Spoken words, not really my thing.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Lars. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, go ahead, Joe.
No, I finished.
Oh.
I just had that one question, right? Like, that was penetrating my skull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a terrible urgency.
Okay.
I felt it.
All right. Okay. And I'll probably edit out the rudeness in post. Sorry about that, Joe.
That would be for the best.
Came off course of a dick than I meant to be. Okay.
Well, I thought you meant me. I thought you meant when I was like bulldozing over you.
Oh, God, this is a train wreck. And speaking of companies, by the way, Joe, that are not train wrecks. Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you're on your cellular phone, go to mint.t1podcast.com. It's going to show you a magical website of all your hopes and dreams, where they live, where you can find out more. Basically, Mint Mobile is a cell phone provider for the service. And they'll give you a great price on a great service.
By the way, when he says great, he means actually like genuinely magical great. They start at $15 a month and they piggyback off of T-Mobile, and there's really no reason not to use them if you use T-Mobile in your area. It's much cheaper for literally every plan.
Unless like your parents pay for your internet and your phone, like then it doesn't matter.
So for the rich kids of Instagram, then yeah, sure, that's fine, Joe. But for everyone else, what should they do, Joe?
Do yourself a favor.
And?
Go to mint.t1podcast.com.
mint.t1podcast.com.
Sign up.
Thank me later.
It's easy.
Anyway, so I wanted to get to a couple questions from the audience, by the way.
Cool.
Square. And one of them that a lot of the members on the server had, which I'm going to call them out for this, is...
Why did you choose square? Why not triangle or circle or any other shapes?
I'm going to submit them for a comedy award at the end of the year, but why square?
I really don't I don't know. Like it was. I get asked that a lot. And I really don't have a good answer. Yeah. It was back. I was just making music, and put it on the internet, and I didn't want to go by my real name. So I remember, it was actually pretty lame. I was like MC Square, and then I got rid of MC, and it just went Square.
Ooh, I like it.
And I always felt like Square kind of fit.
Square peg in a square hole.
Yeah, exactly. It was a cigarette.
Why Square with a C?
Because it doesn't. Because I felt like it.
Oh,
because I misspelled it. People just misspell shit.
Oh, so you just kind of ran with it. Okay,
yeah, it's a little unique.
Yeah, it's different. It's easier to look up, I guess. Also, when I'm bent out of shape, I feel like a rhombus. So it just made sense.
I like that. A rhombus, not a diamond.
If you ever have like a side project, that'd be a good name for that.
Yeah.
You remember in math class growing up, there'd always be those kids calling it a diamond.
Yeah.
Hey, what shape is that? It's a diamond? No, you fucking idiots. It's a rhombus. God.
Yeah.
That's what all my teachers said. They were like, no, you fucking idiot. Yeah. Okay,
my teachers were like that as well.
A couple more questions from the audience. One of them is from co-host Joe, who asks, I don't know why he thought you could answer this, but what kind of deodorant works the best?
Oh, well...
Yeah, like, I just haven't been able to find quite the right one, I guess.
He's quite the smelly boy.
I'm a smelly boy.
I like to put dish soap, vinegar.
I like where this is headed. Can you just keep going with ingredients until we...
Salt.
Joe, let him do his joke, however he wants to do it.
Salt, pepper, and 2 egg yolks into a spray bottle, and then I just shake it up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, bake for 400 degrees or something.
No, I just shake it up. But to that song where people shake stuff up, that Taylor Swift song, it has to be to that song. It has to be that tempo.
Okay.
And then, I think it's Taylor Swift, and then just spray it on your crotch.
Oh, crotch deodorant.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think he meant armpit, but
no,
I guess
did
we'll
mean
let
crotch,
it pass.
Actually.
Okay. Oh.
Yes. Yeah. So, thank you.
That's where that smell's coming from when I come over?
Yeah.
God.
Well, okay. Yeah.
It works for the whole body.
Yeah.
So, for a slightly better question than that, Joe, I think we should do a hypothetical.
Okay.
Do you want me to jump in, or do you have one?
You can jump in.
Okay, so let's say, let me take a sip of my drink first. Can you distract our esteemed guest?
Oh, I'm drinking a sip of my water, too. Hold on.
God damn it, Joe.
Okay.
I'm so bored.
All right, now I'm ready.
Suppose genetic engineers at Johns Hopkins University announced that they've developed a so-called super gorilla. Though the animal cannot speak, it has a sign language lexicon of over 12,000 words, an IQ of almost 85, and most notably, a vague sense of self-awareness. Oddly, the creature, who weighs 700 pounds, becomes fascinated by football. That's American football. The gorilla aspires to play the game at its highest level and quickly develops the rudimentary skills of a defensive end. ESPN analyst Tom Jackson speculates that this gorilla would be borderline unblockable and would likely average 6 sacks a game, although Jackson concedes the beast might be susceptible to counters and misdirection plays. Meanwhile, the gorilla has made it clear he would never intentionally injure any opponent. You are a commissioner of the NFL. Would you allow this gorilla to sign with the Raiders?
Yo, so we have decided that the gorilla can make its own decisions. It's got free will. It's smart enough. It can handle all that.
Mm-hmm.
So is the gorilla under the same penalty of law? Like is the gorilla, does it have to go out and get an ID? Is it like a legal status in the United States? Like if it's considered a human being in every other legal way, then yeah, I'm down.
Okay. But if it's still considered legally an animal, that's unfair.
If it's not, yeah, if it doesn't go through, if it doesn't have to take part in all other of human society's laws and regulations, then no, you couldn't let them.
Okay, so it's mainly based on the status of the animal, not so much the fairness of the game in question, is what you're getting at.
Right, no, because if the animal is smart enough and independent enough, then it can play. Like anybody can play.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? I mean, at some point, maybe. Maybe they would change that, but then, like, how are you going to do that?
What if it was an all-gorilla league? Would that be okay?
I mean, sure.
And would you watch?
No. Like, I don't really fuck with the NFL in general.
Yeah, I don't really watch sports either.
Same.
Yeah.
We just lost half our audience.
No, I mean, I like sports. I just don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind sports. I played a lot of sports. I just don't really keep up with it.
Kind of a weird flex. Yeah, I played a lot of sports. I'm Lars. I played a lot of sports. A lot of sports.
Yeah, it would be weird to consider that a flex because it's a very common thing, Joe.
I didn't play a lot of sports.
Clearly. Okay. All right, Joe. I think you can toss one that's a little more less beefy at him if you'd like.
Yeah. You guys...
Oh, I'm, right. I'm expecting this one to be hilarious. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Do you go traveling a lot?
Not that often.
Do you have a favorite suitcase when you do go traveling?
Yeah, for sure. It's
can you just yeah, go ahead.
It's a zebra print suitcase. Uh-huh. Actually,
ooh, exotic for Joe. Joe has a zebra when he print. Asked that question, by the way, you should know that he has ulterior motives.
it's an inside joke.
Yeah.
He works as a bellhop at Redacted Place, and he talks about it a lot. Like, he discusses luggage a bit too often.
Oh, for real?
I get concerned about whether he's kind of, like, half-torqued or...
The joke is that, like, my...
That he gets a boner.
...character or whatever has, like, a luggage fetish.
He gets a semi-hard-on, basically, is what he's saying.
But it's not really the case.
Yeah, erection, yeah.
It's not real. Like, there's not really an erection.
At full mast.
Yeah. Well, luckily for you, my luggage is just a giant vibrator. So.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
But like, how many?
I think Joe just got pushed over the edge.
All right, but how many wheels do you have on it?
It's like at least 16.
Oh my gosh. All right, moving on.
Please.
Jaden says Jomo certainly fucks the suitcases.
I'm sure Square's glad to hear that, Joe. Thank you. Mm. Okay, let's ask a serious question.
No, but here's a serious question.
Yeah.
You have to take one superhero, one commonly known household superhero, and place them into the game The Sims. You ever play The Sims?
Yeah.
Who would you play as in The Sims? And like the goal is to create like the, I guess, the wackiest scenario.
This is a stupid question, Joe.
No, picture like the Flash. Just run fast in The Sims.
God, Joe. Why? No, ask like a real... Can we ask like a serious question, Joe?
Please? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Anna asked this question because it has to be asked on every podcast interview ever. Right. What is your main motivation in music?
For like making music or just continuing to exist?
If there are different answers to each, then answer them differently. Otherwise, just for music.
Okay. With music, I think it's just a compulsion. Like, I don't... Also living... I think it's just a compulsion now that I think about it.
Mm.
But no, I mean, I think it's it helps to put in perspective things that are not necessarily easy for me to break down.
Okay.
So it's like in life in general, I feel like I have issues with breaking down emotions and talking about issues or like talking to people about my problems. So I think writing verses kind of helps me with that, and it's like kind of an outlet. So there's a compulsive aspect to it. Maybe it's unhealthy. I don't know.
Well, I actually hear that from many musicians we've interviewed, that when you said it's a compulsion, a lot of people have kind of expressed that they're never not going to make music. Like, it's just kind of who they are and what they do.
Yeah.
So that's common. I don't feel like that's necessarily unhealthy.
Yeah. For me, I don't know. It's funny because I hear that a lot too from people saying that they're never not going to make music. And I don't know if that's the case for me necessarily, because I don't have... Okay. Like, it's funny to me that people say that, because I don't know, like, what, how do they know that? Because I don't have any control over the compulsion, you know, like, if it stopped.
Yeah.
Like, and there's, I don't know how to, like, I feel like with some people are able to, like, okay, I'm going to do this and this, I'm going to get myself in the mood, and I'm going to do something. And for me, it's more just like, it just, like, I just do it. And, like, I have to push myself to do it, but, like, it's, I don't know, a little different.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, for example, on the Kill Bill episode with, I think with Rav, we asked the question where, like, oh, if you ever slowed down and stopped doing music, what would you do? And his answer, like, he didn't realize that he said he would make really weird music. Like, he couldn't separate himself from it. So it's like,
yeah,
I think when they say that, they mean it's kind of just going to be part of their identity, that they plan on doing that for the indefinite future. I think that's kind of what's going on with that.
I don't know. And I think one thing that I noticed as I've gotten older as well is that the music becomes like, especially if you're not a very religious person or you don't have like other things that are important to you, the music kind of becomes like the central crutch of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever like you start moving away from the music, things just don't make sense. And that's why when I say, like, for me at least, I'm not sure whether or not it's healthy or unhealthy, because it's like as soon as I walk away from making music for too long, I start noticing like things in my own life that are like things just start kind of falling apart a little bit more. And I think it's because like that place where like other people put religion or other people put their job or their loved ones or something, that's where like you've put music.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the thing that you do all the time.
But I mean, just to give a kind of an analogy here, let's say that you were a surgeon. Like, it wouldn't be really weird if that's kind of what your life centered around. Like, you wouldn't just drift from it very much. That's kind of what you're here to do. So, I mean, I'm not trying to like argue against you here. I just think
I feel you.
Yeah, having a passion or having a purpose is a good thing, at least in some ways.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that there's like the battle, the back and forth comes when, like, if you're a surgeon, like, that's the thing you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that, like, also, like, if you're lucky enough for that thing to be the thing that also pays your bills, it becomes a lot easier, because you don't have to worry about this entire other life where you're having to, like, figure out. And, like, and it's, like, so fortunate that, like, it's awesome seeing Bill and Rav after all this time, like, getting to a point where, like, that stuff is working out like that. And it's a little bit, that's why I think it's so great with what they're doing right now. But I think it is a little bit different. Like, and I'm talking about more in my past and like as things that I've like considered through time, is it's a little bit different as you're growing up in your early 20s, your mid 20s. And then you're thinking about, like, is this something that I can sustain And that's when you start wondering if it, like, because for a long time I didn't have anything else going on. So I was living like super broke all the time. And so like I've had to build something around it to keep it going. So I guess that's where the unhealthiness comes from, is like if you can't sustain it on your own, like as the thing that pays the bills, but you also can't like figure out something else that's going on in your life that you can like build off of, then mm-hmm. I think it can be unhealthy.
Yeah, and then there are ways that we can organize society to try to promote that, but let's not alienate our listeners by going into anything political discussion. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
You still exist?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were up in the Nordic mountains. And speaking of the mountains of the Nords, I think we should talk about our sponsor.
Speaking of our sponsor, NordVPN. It's a VPN, and it's one of the best VPNs. Take it away, Lars.
When he says one of the best VPNs, he means the absolute best VPN.
The very best.
NordVPN protects you from the cancers of the 2019 internet. And believe me, they're many and they are plentiful. NordVPN saved Joe's marriage.
Well,
it didn't do that, but it did a lot of other cool stuff, like protecting you at the cancerous local Wi-Fi at Starbucks, protects you from throttling from your internet. Protects you from, Joe, you know when you go to watch the French Office?
Oh, yeah, the French Office.
L'Office, or whatever. Yeah, and it says, you can't.
L'Office.
Yeah, that's a good way to get around it with NordVPN for only $4 a month.
NordVPN, is that guy hacking your computer? Yes, you need Nord. NordVPN, mm-hmm. Are you going to get a virus if you don't use it? Hell yeah, you're going to get a virus. What the fuck are you doing? Download
exactly.
Nord.
Exactly. This is Watch Dogs 2 in real life, guys.
Nord.t1podcast.com. What the fuck are you waiting for?
Phoenix in the chat says that he doesn't use NordVPN. What a sucker. And Square, what's the name of the podcast?
The First Podcast.
The First Podcast is the checkout code. You can enter that at the checkout code at the checkout, to get 75% off your first subscription for $4 a month. Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Get your VPN today because Skyrim is for the Nords.
Okay. Joe, you should hit us with a joke.
All right. I actually have one in mind that I have been wanting to read. Are you guys ready for it? So I was driving in my car going down I-4. And there was an advertisement.
You can't just steal Charlie's joke, Joe. Jesus Christ. No, don't do that. Okay.
I'm about to do stolen material.
I was just gonna give credit.
So, Phoenix, who doesn't have NordVPN.
No, that's fucked up.
It's fucked up. What do you have planned for the future that you can tell us, winky face? You put the winky face. I wasn't adding that on there.
I don't know about that. I didn't see it. So I don't know. We got a lot of cool stuff coming, XO-wise, that we can't talk about, of course. I mean, I don't really care. Like, as far as, like, my stuff goes, you may not have seen this because it's not really under my regular rapper name, but I'm part of a duo.
Oh, yeah.
Called And More.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I have been making a few albums. It's part of, like, a trilogy. The first one was called Existence is Existential. Second one was called Existence is Futile. And so we're working on Existence is No More, which should be done at some point this year. And then also, like, Alphabet Soup I released in 2000.
Oh, shit. Did Square cut out?
Did I cut out?
Oh, shit. I just cut the fuck out. Sorry, guys. Whoa, I was in the fifth dimension.
Wait.
I apologize. Continue.
Now I'm in the fifth dimension. Then, no, just kidding. Go ahead, Square.
Okay.
In 2013, I released Alphabet Soup, and it's like the only like full length solo 30-minute thing that I've done. So I think I'm going to try to do another one by the anniversary this year, if I can get it done by October. But we'll see.
Okay.
I'm working on some projects.
Let's say you were talking about the idea of doing music kind of forever. And Joe, I muted you because you kept typing. You can unmute yourself if you like. I was just distracted. That's all. Do you have like a plan for the next 10 years with this? Is this something that you're kind of on? Like, me and Joe have this thing where we're basically on board for the next, 5 years or so of the podcast. Like, this is what we're committed to. Do you have that, or are you just going to kind of see where it goes?
I think I'm on board with XO as far as like anything that they need,
mm-hmm.
That can help. Like, cause you know, when it comes down to it, like Bill and Rav and even like Ashido, I've met Aerospace like
mm-hmm.
relatively recently, but like they talk about like, we're all like pretty good friends and known each other for a while. So like, I'm definitely down on board to help them out with whatever they need for a while. With me and like my personal music stuff, I'm just kind of like, I really want to do, like for me right now, I really want to do one full length solo, like all in me project, because I haven't really like sat down and like put, like, you know how Bill talked about like how with Ramona,
yes.
they like really sat down and like put a lot of effort into this thing to bring it out, and that feeling you get after you're done with that, I haven't like,
mm-hmm.
I haven't done that in a while, like for myself, by myself. And so that is what I'm thinking about, like that's something that I want to create again. Mm-hmm. That's important. But outside of that, we'll see when that happens, what happens, and I'll take it from there.
All right. There's a member. Wow. There's a member named Lemon who just signed on and asks, am I too late to ask for an origin story?
Don't worry. We already said yes.
Yeah, we kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. We kind of went over it, but like, are there any other cool details from your early years that like might be worth talking about or including?
Yeah. Remember that rap battle that I was talking about? That competition? I totally beat Bill in it.
Wow.
I was the winner. That was my origin story as the superhero.
Kill Bill the loser. Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I call him now. That's it.
How does he take
like
that?
Really annoyed. Like, stop.
Yeah. He does. I mean, we haven't been friends in a while, but it's definitely worth it.
So, okay, I have a question just about EXO in general, and this may be difficult to answer, but it seems like there's something kind of really cohesive going on with the entire label. Like, even though it's very clear who is producing or who is, you know, creating a track, there's definitely an EXO flavor to all that. And my question, I guess, would be, number one, is that intentional? And number two, how do you even describe that?
I think the intent is probably like a more of an overarching thing, like with, and like also how Bill talked about like with Rav and the way that he views things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we like, it's not like a plan of attack where like we don't control each other's music at all, or like even mm-hmm. like try to like put out similar music. I've always kind of seen us as different, but I guess the fact that we've spent so much time together, and a lot of the ways that we've come together have been through like similar perspectives, and like a lot of what I used to do with Rav and Bill when we first started talking was just like, we would just talk about hip hop for like hours. They were like the first people I ever really like had to like talk about that stuff with for a long time. So I think it's a lot of like perspective stuff that probably in the end just comes out kind of in who we end up like interacting with, right? It just like ends up coming out that way because we actually enjoy each other and we're not like, you know, just doing whatever. I don't know. That makes sense.
Can I say kind of like this image that I have in mind of you guys working together? And I know it's not accurate, but for some reason, like when I just think,
well, then why say it, Joe?
I think it's, just to share it. Like,
yeah. Okay, Joe.
I like it when you share.
Thank you. Well, I just feel like when I am, you know, listening to stories about you guys working together, I just picture like an old firehouse and you guys are like, you each have your desk at opposite ends of the room. And Bill's over there like, oh, guys, I need help over here. I can't come up with this line. And you guys all come over to the computer and just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rav actually has his own office. And he like, every time somebody needs help, he slams the door. And he has like a pencil in his mouth before he starts talking. And he pulls it out and then he starts talking.
Mm.
But other than that, you're pretty much perfect.
When you said firehouse, are you talking about like the place for like a fire department, Joe? What did you mean by that?
Yes. Yes, there would be like a, yeah, like the characters from The Simpsons or Family Guy, like they go down the pole and then they, I don't know.
Yeah, we just pictured Bill going down the pole going, wee, like all day, never getting quite tired of it.
We're each on different levels so that if we ever have to talk to each other, we have to go down a pole. Yep.
Oh, I thought you meant different levels. Like, but you guys all live in different places though, right? All around the world, essentially. Or like, are any of you guys in the same place?
No, none of us are.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
I'm in Austin.
Have you guys done meetups together? Like,
do you guys like meet up like fairly often or like hardly ever?
I'm assuming that both of your questions were the same one.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So honestly, I went one time. Wreck-A-Dam, he had a set at Magfest a few years back, and I went to DC and Bill went to DC and we performed together there. And actually, that was the first time I met him in person.
Yeah.
Since then, I haven't actually interacted with any of them in person. We don't, because I mean, with Rav living in London and me up until like very, very recently being super broke all the time. Like, there's not, like, even when Rav was in South Carolina, like, there's no way I could have afforded to go there.
Yeah.
From Austin, because I didn't have a car and I didn't have money. So no, it's weird explaining to people. And I mean, I know you know, but like, it's weird explaining to people that haven't grown up, like, talking to other people over like Skype and stuff, how much you get to know people that way, like almost to a level that you don't get to know people in your regular life, because there's just not,
yeah,
like Bill was talking about, like, they would just like spend entire days, or like even me, like hanging out and like just while you're doing other stuff, you're just like talking, and like that's just like, you don't, it's different. I don't know.
That's really the dream, to have that level of like friendship with somebody where you're just always there, that you never leave each other alone,
but you don't have to ever actually see them in person.
Yeah. No. you don't have to give them any rides.
You don't ever have to shower because they're not going to know how bad you smell.
Move,
you don't ever have
them.
To like,
yeah, I gotcha, that makes sense.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Clean up. Like, I mean, you should still brush your teeth, but for all intents and purposes in the friendship, they would never know.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to do anything but have a personality that they like.
You never have to do the laundry. You like,
Joe, you still need to do your laundry. You can, please do your laundry.
You can let your life go to like to the toilet.
Okay.
You don't even need a home. You just need a microphone and an internet connection.
Yeah.
You don't even need a computer. Just use your phone.
Yeah. Like, just make a toilet out of your chair and you're good to go. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't even need an office. Just put a blanket over yourself. That's all the soundproofing you need.
What are we even talking about right now? Like, what is this? What are we describing? Some sort of mobile hell?
No, it's when you have such a friendship with somebody that you're spending all the day with them.
Oh,
you can let your life, like, it takes care of everything else. You can just let your life go away.
You don't
away.
Even have to eat.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Just sleep and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sleeping is overrated too.
Speaking of Wreck-A-Dam, by the way, Square, if you have the chance, can you tell him to check his damn email? Because he's the only one on EXO that like we haven't been able to track down. Everyone else wants to come on the show.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
All right.
He has a very busy schedule, though. I know that.
Oh yeah, for sure. We understand that. We just would like to get around to him eventually if we can.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he's super talented.
And if you have like a reach out to Eminem.
I don't think we need to interview fictional characters. Come on, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Lars.
Okay.
All right.
Joe, do you have any more questions for our esteemed multicultural guest?
Yes, I do have one question that's sort of been burning in my mind.
Ooh, I think I know what it's going to be.
I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think that.
Can I guess?
Do you want to guess? Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. What do you think it's going to be?
Square. What would be your useless superpower?
No, that wasn't it, but we can ask that anyway.
All right, so I heard this on one of the other podcasts, and so I was
probably
thinking about it.
You can't rip their answers off. We're going to know.
Yeah, exactly. So at first, I was thinking, like, every time I fell, it would, like, I would break into a dance move. But, like, I thought that wasn't, like, that interesting.
That's pretty funny, but that is a little useful.
That would enhance your life.
Yeah. Okay, so how about, like, you know those pranks that are going on the internet where, like, the kids will, like, put, like, a cup of water in, like, a room thing, and, like, sometimes the dads will, like, bring it down perfectly? I wouldn't want the power to, like, always bring it down perfectly anytime anyone ever did that to me.
I think it would be more useless if you have the power to always make it fall. Those are both pretty useless. 'Cause how often are you in that situation?
Exactly.
Lars, do you know what we're talking about, by the way?
No idea.
Picture this. Someone takes a glass of water and holds it like up to the ceiling, and you put a broom over it so that the broom is the only thing holding it against the ceiling, and you apply pressure, right?
Did you just say against the peeling?
No. All right, rewind.
All right, rewind.
Friday, 7:27 p.m. What kind of fucking McDonald's has a message? What do I say? I want a burger tomorrow? What?
Oh, I guess you did say ceiling. Okay.
That's not what we said at all. Moving on.
Okay.
So anyway, the person hands the broom to somebody else, like, here, you hold it now. And then the person can't do anything. Like, they can't go away because it's hard to describe. It's really impossible. Yeah.
Did you just say go astray, Joe?
All right, rewind.
All right, rewind.
You know what? No. That I did say that, so we don't have to rewind.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I just saved you some editing.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha.
All right. Anyway, Square, is there anything that we have not discussed that you are, like, really itching to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Did you just say flout?
Oh, shut the fuck up, Joe.
All right. I don't appreciate the rude tone, but I can.
Yeah, that wasn't faked at all.
Moving on.
Well, if Square's all done, I guess that we can be all done as well. Joe.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes.
Okay. If someone wanted to find the show, how would they do that?
On the internet, of course.
Yeah. Just, you know where to find us. Anyway.
Yep.
Patreon.com/T1podcasts gets you for $2 a month. What does it get you, Joe?
Early content.
What do you mean early content? Like, what kind of early content are we talking about?
Like, we're going to release the episodes to you first.
Oh, yeah.
So,
bunch of people listening in, I think, actually will get the episode early. So good for you guys.
As soon as they're ready.
And thank you.
You get to support your favorite podcast, T1 Podcast. So we're the first podcast. And
I'll say it because this is for, like, the part where they give us money, Joe. Come on. I'll do it.
Okay. Well, we have to. Okay.
Okay. $2 a month gets you also a special patron title on the Discord, which a couple people have right now and are listening in, gets you access to patron-only hangouts in the future, an on-air shout-out, and I'm not sure what the order these episodes are going to release in, so I think we should shout-out our newest patrons, Joe.
Okay.
Tej.
Jaden.
No, we already shouted her out, but that's okay. That's fine. We can shout her out again.
Ohangazarian.
And
Giz. Toy Box Creature.
That's Jaden, who's requested we say Toy Box Creature.
Toy Box Creature is the creature for the Toy Box.
Anyway. Thanks for joining us for another exciting episode of the first podcast. I guess we'll see you some other time.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you later. Signing out. This is Joe. And with me, as always, Lars.
I don't really want to whisper right now.
I don't know.